This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us of a story of a man who was walking one day, and as this person was walking, he found this branch that was blocking the road. And specifically, this branch had thorns on it. And this person saw this problem, this hazard, and all he did was he moved this stick off to the side of the road so that it doesn't harm people. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بينما رجل يمشي بطريق وجد غصن شوك على الطريق فأخره فشكر الله له فغفر له. He found this stick. It's just a stick. Had thorns on it. He saw that this is a problem. This is a hazard. So all he did was he moved it off to the side to prevent people from being harmed. Look at the two rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated, Allah acknowledged. And when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates and acknowledges, as one of the names of Allah is Ash-Shakur, obviously it is different from the way how we as humans appreciate one another. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates and acknowledges, it's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs it. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not like anything, any creation out there. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thanks and appreciates and acknowledges, it's not because He needs it. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not belittle any good deed that you do. This hadith teaches us the importance of not belittling any good deed out there. Even if you were to think that that action is so insignificant. See, this hadith did not give us any details on the size of the branch. Did he kick it away? Did he use his hand? It just simply said that he removed it. Belittling good deeds, brothers and sisters, is something that the Prophet ﷺ has warned us about, in which he ﷺ says, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not belittle any good deed out there. In another narration, لا تحقرن شيئا معروف أن تأتي. Don't belittle any good thing that comes your way that would prevent you, like you think, this is beneath me. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ And in some narrations, طَلْق. Even if you were to meet your brother with a smile on your face, it doesn't cost you anything to smile. But don't think that that act itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not notice. Valuing the importance of good deeds is something that even the Prophet ﷺ said, that even if the day of judgment was to be established, that you do not belittle the good deed. What is the proof of this? The Prophet ﷺ says that if one of you has in their hand a sapling, a small date palm tree, very small, and the day of judgment is about to be established, what do? You plant it. You don't say, well, day of judgment's about to begin. Who needs to do this? Who cares? Every single good deed that you do is of value, brothers and sisters. I'm spending some time to talk about this issue because bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Ramadan is dawning upon us. And most of us, when we think about Ramadan, we think of Ramadan in grand gestures and big steps. We think of Ramadan as, wow, this huge thing that we're doing. So we focus on the Qiyam al-Layl, the Taraweeh. We focus on the fasting itself, which is important, absolutely. But do not belittle the small things that you do. Because you do not know which small thing could take you into paradise. Brothers and sisters, look at this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, in an extended version of the hadith, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تعطي صلة الحبل. Do not belittle any good deed that you do. Even if you were to give someone a cord extension, يعني صلة الحبل, something to extend the rope of something else. ولو أن تعطي الشسع النعل. Even if you were to give someone, in our case, shoelaces. ولو أن تنزع من دلوك في إناء المستسقي. Even if you are at the well and you are pulling up the rope to drink water, or in our case, at a drinking fountain or something like that, and someone comes and wants water and you give it to them. ولو أن تنحي الشيء من الطريق من طريق الناس يؤذيهم. Even if you are to remove something from the road, from the well-traveled road, from things that will harm them. ولو أن تلقى أخاك ووجهك إليه منطلق. Even if you are to meet a brother, someone, and your face and you're smiling. ولو أن تلقى أخاك فتسلم عليه. Even if you are to meet your brother and to say salam to them. ولو أن تؤنس الوحشان في الأرض. Even if there is someone who is unfamiliar, someone new, someone that is traveling, and they look a little bit lost and they're a little bit uncertain, that you go and you befriend them and you help them. And in Ramadan, brothers and sisters, do not think that Ramadan, as it is coming, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of reaching Ramadan and observing it. Do not think that Ramadan is just simply, I'm just going to fast and then go to the masjid. There are so many other deeds that you should be looking at. So many opportunities. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بعد. To give you an example, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were so many companions known for different things. Some of the companions were known for donating. Some of the companions were known for being war veterans in the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, etc. Some companions were known for defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through poetry. Some of the companions were known for saving the Prophet ﷺ's life, for funding entire expeditions. But there was one companion that the Prophet ﷺ noticed, and it was a woman. And she used to come and clean the masjid. She was actually a black woman. And so in that society, she was someone that people didn't look at. Because obviously, she used to just be sort of on the sidelines. So she used to come into the masjid. Anytime there was like a small gathering of people, she would come into the masjid afterwards and she would clean up. Anytime and every time. Until the Prophet ﷺ noticed that she was gone. So he said, where is this woman that used to come and clean the masjid? The companion said, Messenger of Allah, she actually passed away last night and we did not want to trouble you with her. Yani, in other words, if it was another companion, let's say it was a major companion that had passed away, they said, okay, well maybe it's justified to wake the Prophet. But they said, well, you know, she's just the masjid cleaner. So the Prophet was annoyed. And he said, show me her grave. And so the Prophet ﷺ left the masjid and he went all the way to her gravesite and he made dua for her. The Prophet ﷺ has never done something like this for any other companion in this fashion, where he would inquire about them and be upset that her action was being belittled, and that is to clean the masjid. So in Ramadan, when you are eating at iftar, All it takes is for you to lift your plate and put it in the trash. To clean up after yourself. And the brothers and sisters that come and clean up the masajid every day, as well as during Ramadan, they are usually the invisible people, the people that you don't really pay attention. When they're going and cleaning the plates and making sure that the carpet is clean and vacuumed for the taraweeh, do not belittle those things. Those are important good deeds. They are doing an act of service, brothers and sisters. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we belittle deeds because we have arrogance in our hearts. During the time of the Prophet ﷺ, a man was eating with his left hand. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, eat with your right hand. And I think, oh, it's just, you know, easy, switch from left to right. So he said, لا أستطيع, I can't. So the Prophet ﷺ knew, because Allah informed him. He says, لا استطعت. ما منعه إلا الكبر. No, you would be able to. The only thing that stopped this person from eating with his right hand was what? Arrogance. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, may you never be able to eat with your right hand. And so for the rest of his life, this man, excuse me, was unable to lift his right hand when he was eating. Why? Because he belittled the commandment of the Prophet ﷺ. And he simply explained it as, I can't. Brothers and sisters, sometimes people belittle good deeds because we as humans are really obsessed with grand gestures and posturing. We think that if we do something really big and grand, that you do it once, khalas, and then you're done. And the Prophet ﷺ actually teaches us what is contrary to this. That some of the best and most beloved deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? The consistent ones. Even if they are small. Finally, brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ tells us of a woman who was a prostitute. And she came to a well. And you have to think of her in, yani think her position that she's in. Looked down upon. She went into a well to get water because she was thirsty. When she came out, she saw a dog looking for water by the well. All she did was go back in, get some water, fill her shoe up with some water, and she gave the dog some water to drink. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her. Which is why, brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, you want to get to Jannah because you don't know which action will tip the scales in your favor and that Allah will let you go into Jannah. So if you are sitting here and choosing and saying, well, I'm only going to do the big things, you don't know which one of those things is going to be accepted by Allah. Maybe the intentions were not pure enough. But take every opportunity that Ramadan is coming, whether it is to clean, whether it is to read some adhkar, whether it is even read a verse, whether it is to help someone, do not belittle any good deeds. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin wa adhill ash-shirka wal mushrikeen. أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة